discover that fantastic point where science and magic meet. Welcome to Healing with the Rainbow Rays. Your host is Alejandra, the internationally known healer, teacher, and author. Alejandra's website is www.colorhealing.com. Healing with the Rainbow Rays will inform, inspire, uplift, illuminate, and transform you. This show explores all the different metaphysical, self-help, ascension, and holistic realms of consciousness. And its underlying theme is the art of color energy healing. Here is Alejandra.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. We've been on a hiatus for a couple weeks, and so it's kind of nice to be back. And we're back with one of our regulars who's quite popular, so it's good to be back. Hope everybody's great in their neck of the woods, and life's treating you well. It's been a pretty big, intensive Mercury retrograde, so I'm sure we'll touch on that tonight with her. Call in to get a reading or to make a comment or whatever, 347-945-6930, again, 347-945-6930, and the chat room is open, and yeah, we have Stephen holding down the fort in the chat room. Now, if you are in the chat room and you'd like a reading, just let me know, and you'll be added onto the list, the same order that we're doing the switchboard, and that number, of course, that I gave out, the 347-945-6930, is for the switchboard, and everyone there, put your hands up if you would like a reading. So we're already fairly full up, and we are starting, if you probably noticed, half an hour later today. I had some things that had to be completed on my end, so I'm glad that all of you are okay, we're starting a little bit later here. We'll go the full hour and a half, of course. We're just starting a little bit later. So anyway, let's get going because we have a lot of readings ahead of us. And Salva and I want to chat a little bit before we start that. So let me read her intro here. She does clairvoyant aura readings, female creative force readings, and symbols of the soul readings, which create a liminal space in which to get in touch with the unique energy of your spirit, in addition to the myriad energies which may enhance or detract from the enjoyment of one's own personal space. This fascinating journey between the reedy and the reader catalyzes positive change while simultaneously encouraging the release of outdated, outworn, or invading energies. Now, she's still working on her website, but you can reach her at her email at goldvision, one word, goldvision, 2255, that's also part of the one word, goldvision2255@gmail.com, because I think, you know, you get a little bit of a snippet of a reading, a little whetting your appetite, but I think that sometimes it's there's a lot more, and many people have a lot more that they want to ask. It is the best bet is to give her a call for personal reading, or let me put it this way, her Facebook page or her Gmail account. There, go to her there, and you'll get the phone number. The Facebook is Salva Wolf Psychic. It's also, there's a couple other ones that we'll get from her that she's on, just several Facebook sites. So anyway, let's go ahead and bring Salva Wolf on. And we're unmuting now. Hi, Salva. How are you?
Good, good. I'm excited to be back today, feeling bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, or maybe it's the coffee talking. Just kidding.
Sometimes you need that bright-eyed and bushy-tail, man. I tell you, we've been kind of dreary out here, lots of rain, which is good. But we got up into the low 60s today, and it was quite nice. I went out without any, with shirt sleeves. like thing on. It was so great, you know. But
wow.
We think it's going out here. Yeah, it's still pretty cold too.
Yeah, it's about 5 degrees here. It's quite brisk. So.
Well, I'm not going to complain. 5 degrees. Yeah, well, you're in Chicago, so I guess that's what you get when you live there.
I've been meaning to ask you about the fruit rays. I've been really interested in them lately. I've been doing some of the meditations I have from you with the fruit rays, namely the tangerine and the green apple. And from one of the other webinars, I think it was one of the rainbow liquid lights, as well as one of the wormhole webinars, there was that cherry red ray, and I feel like I was really working with that and really interested in it for a long time, and I was really enjoying the tangerine ray, and in fact it's my favorite one of all time. So I just want to know from you, what is it about the fruit rays? Like, I'm trying to understand, like, I know it's in a tangerine color, but what makes it a fruit ray? Because I feel like there's a different quality about it where I can feel the energy is more healing or more nourishing or more effective. So I'm just confused or wanting to know more about what makes a fruit ray as opposed to, say, like, just like a tangerine ray, or like as opposed to a crystal ray. So I know that's kind of a wild question, but I've been eager to ask that.
Yeah, I wish I knew also fully, you know, the answer, you know, to it as well. What was starting to happen, you know, you get the original rays, of course, the 13 original, and then what came after that, not too far on its heels, way back in the, you know, 80s when I began this, was then the what you call blended rays, where you took the regular rays and they blended. And so those were blended rays. And then the alchemicals came in. And then in the late 90s, there were the first thing that came through, which gave it the name, you know, fruit. And then, of course, there's metallics, which we won't even go into today. I mean, we can talk about that another time. But the fruit rays were named that because, basically, the first one that came through, it's not exactly a fruit. I call it rainbow sherbet. It's more of like an ice cream, but it had to do, not rainbow sherbet, sorry, orange sherbet. Rainbow sherbet came in later. But the orange and then things like, you know, blackberry, strawberry, all these different ones were coming through, so they got lumped into the fruit ray category. What they seem to be are a kind of ray that's coming from way in deep levels of the universe, probably. It's at least a kind of ray that's sort of specialized, because, say, you get an original ray of, say, green, and green comes in different shades of green. So I see kind of what you mean, like, okay, what's the difference between a spring green and an emerald green and all the different shades of green? So you have that, but the fruit rays are kind of in their own class, named fruit, because they often are much more pungent. You can smell them a little easier. You can taste them easier than, say, a regular rainbow ray. They seem to have even a more intense quality to them. Like, for example, I'm pulling up my book here on this because I didn't know we were going to really talk about that. So, and I don't remember every single one unless I have my little reference thing here, because it's been developing over several years. So you kind of feel, you know, forget a little bit. Now, what's coconut white, you know, compared to the blueberry? What's the little difference between that? So I'm pulling that up, but I want to ask you, as I'm doing this, what you felt in your work with them. Like, what kind of quality, for example, you know, did you find with something like, I think you mentioned the tangerine, you know, how would that be different than a more of a tangerine orange regular ray, for example?
Yeah, well, this is what I was thinking. Like, say, for example, like, say sunstone or copper, like, those would be similar colors or similar frequencies, but then tangerine is quite different, and again, it has that different quality, because I guess sunstone is a gem or a mineral, and copper is a metallic. And I do love working with the copper, and sometimes in my own meditation, I've used the vibration of sunstone. So I just felt very, like, tangible qualities, almost as if one is taking a supplement. I just felt it was somehow very, very healing and nurturing for the body. And I felt like the tangerine ray was really good for me in like reestablishing trust and in setting boundaries. And I felt like it was very clear. And like when I'll go through the meditations and I'll do one that I happen to have the cherry ray, I feel like the cherry ray kind of reacquaints me more with passion and joy and kind of like allows me to move through blockages of like accessing my female energy. And then with a green apple ray, I'm still kind of figuring out what that does, but I just feel like it's so potent or so strong, it's almost like taking a supplement, where again the metallic or, you know, the regular rainbow rays or certain gem rays, they have their own qualities. And sometimes I feel like the metallics work better on like the brain or the body channels, but this seems to be more holistic. So I'm just kind of enjoying the fruit rays. I just feel really drawn to them. And I was curious if you had a pineapple.
Yeah, you know what? It's so funny that you are, because I've been trying for a couple of years to get this book out, and I finally, looks like I might finish in the next month. It is on all of these new rays. Now, I've been bringing them into other things along the way, but a compilation of all the fruit and the metallics up to this point. Now, you know, granted, there's a gazillion more, but I had to stop somewhere. But I did just pull up tangerine, and it's a ray that facilitates cosmic consciousness, and it cleanses trust issues. So it brings a lot of grace and divine communion. And it is linked to the Sirius and Pleiadian stargates. And apparently it seems to have an origin from those star systems, or at least be very connected, let's put it that way. I'm not going to say they're only from those stargates or those star systems, but there seems to be quite a connection there. Did you sense any of that in terms of opening up your consciousness and cleansing trust and that kind of thing with the tangerine orange?
I really did.
Yeah, and also you were saying about the green apple. Let me see if I can find that really quickly. I'm skirting through the whole book here.
What I'm curious about is pineapple. I'm just really, really curious about pineapple and what that does.
Do I have one that's pineapple?
I don't know. I was asking you.
I'm going to go ahead and write that down because I don't think I have a pineapple. However, along the way as I've been writing this, there are some people that said, have you done this one or have you done that one? So I'm writing it down because I don't think I did pineapple. I mean, we're talking around 50 rays in this book, but I don't recall that one. But I will say that the green apple is an aspect of the goddess and the great god Pan, you know, who I'm fond of very much, as well as the goddess, and it's very nature-oriented. Now, I don't have necessarily a lot of information on this, so I'm really always interested. I'm giving just, you know, kind of little blips on a lot of this and having people work with it, that a lot of it will come from the students and the people that try these out, that they see, you know, I think it works really well for this or works really well for that. And, you know, I can begin to add that to its repertoire, in a sense, because I don't claim to know everything about each of the ray. You know, my whole thing is to bring them through and introduce them and give somewhat of a thing of what they do. But there's going to be a lot of things that they do that I don't even have here. So it's always, I love the feedback, you know.
Excellent.
So pineapple, though, I am about 99% sure I haven't done that one, and I love pineapples. How did I miss that one? So, you know, maybe I can slip it in real quick. I still have a chance to get this into the book.
Please do.
Yeah. So anyway, one last thing on the, you know, because we probably won't see you again before this Mercury retrograde ends, but isn't it a doozy?
I'll bat the ball over
to your side of the court and you can tell me how bad it is.
Well, I feel like what has been thematic in a lot of readings that I've been doing is a lot of people who have unfinished business that they just really didn't want to deal with or come to terms with or look at, and it's coming up in order to be neatly cleansed, dealt with, and packaged. So it's like there's like something about efficiency with this Mercury retrograde where a lot of people are able to wrap up these old lingering issues and just say goodbye, you know, send them packing once and for all. But it is, you know, it is an unpleasantry, you know, it's just like, hey, I thought, you know, I got rid of these, you know, rodents and they're back. But it's like maybe the theme of this Mercury retrograde is there's like a, I guess like a successful antidote or a successful poison to finally letting go of this like pesky energy that seems to keep returning in different forms for different people. But I really feel like a lot of unfinished business is getting cleaned up so that at a collective level, we're able to make a really fresh new beginning around February's new moon. And it's funny because I kept seeing this picture like this new beginning was really going to be ushered in around the Chinese New Year. And I haven't checked the date specifically, but I believe the Chinese New Year is February 7th. I may be incorrect on that. And the new moon for February is, I believe, the 9th or the 10th. So around that time, I just feel like there's finally going to be a fresh opportunity, some new fresh breeze, some fresh air coming in, a lot of like fresh green growth coming in for an early springtime. So again, right now we're just dealing with some gnarly twigs of winter, and it should be able to be wrapped up within the next week or two.
That's sure good to know. Yeah, I know. Apparently the retro is off the 25th, but then I always say, you know, the next couple of days are the, it doesn't go forward or backwards, stationary. And to me, it always felt like constipation. It was like, move somewhere, backwards, forwards, at least move, you know, because I don't like the stationary. It feels kind of everything's stuck, you know. But once we get out of that, so I guess by, you could say by the 28th, we'll be direct, probably.
Yeah, I think 28th is going to be finally one of the first days of the new energy. I think we'll still be steeped in it on the 27th. Yeah, I just feel like almost like a bottle of like champagne or sparkling cider being popped around the end of January, and it's like celebration is over.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad of that. So anyway, well, we're going to go ahead and start the readings, I guess, and again, one more time here. Let's give out the phone number. It's 347-945-6930. And we can also take readings from the chat room. So just let me know there if you would like a reading with Salva. Now, she does different styles of readings. We don't have a lot of time. So one question only. Yeah, if you have to ask another one, it should be kind of in relation to what you're asking, but don't ask more than one subject because then it gets to be a full-blown reading, and we end up having to actually eliminate people that have been waiting for a while because we don't, you know, we're not able to bring them on if you know, any one person is on too long. So, again, you know, I recommend that you contact her for a reading. She's, let me tell you, she's very reasonable. She's very affordable. And that way you can get one-on-one focus for whatever time your reading is for. So I guess I usually ask for, I'll open up the line, say the area code, and ask where you're calling from and your first name. That's usually enough for her. If you have a question, say, you know, bring up the question. If you just want to see what she has to say, just say that, you know, and then she'll just pick an area, or she might ask you, well, how about this, or whatever. So I hope that sounds okay, Salva, and why don't we go ahead and go to this person on the switchboard. It's been waiting for a while. And area code 443, you're on the air. Where are you calling from, and what is your first name? Hi.
This is Kathy from Maryland.
Okay, Kathy, do you have a question for her? Did you just want to see what comes up?
Just whatever comes up. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. So what I see coming for you, Kathy, is increased abundance, and I just see a big rainbow, and you've got this, like, laundry bag where you're wanting to, like, catch that abundance and contain it, and it just looks like there's this abundance coming to you for like every shade or every compartment of your life, but almost the way your brain is programmed or trained, you're thinking of it in terms of financial abundance. And so there's kind of a focus or a fixation on money or financial security, but it's like the truth of the matter is that this abundance filters into all aspects. And there's this desire for you to kind of contain it or hold on to it because there's a belief or a programming that when abundance comes, it's like you better catch it while it's there because it's not going to always be there. But it's something about like being connected with this infinite stream of abundance and that you don't have to try to contain it or catch it, or when you try to save it or contain it or catch it, you know, it actually kind of plugs it up or blocks it. So it's just something about letting this abundance flow and welcoming it and kind of clearing out some programmed anxieties about when wealth comes in. One must, again, really try to, you know, hold on to it or grasp onto it, because it looks like if you do that, it'll just kind of constipate or block the flow. So that's what I see coming for you, and it looks pretty good.
Is that something you can clear if I make an appointment?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We would have to go through the layers and clear out some, you know, old programming, old beliefs, and old contracts and agreement. But, yes, that definitely can be cleared.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Kathy. Sounds like it's going to be some good stuff coming. So do you want me
thank
to put you back on mute to hear the rest of the show, or do you want to listen to the computer? Okay, I'll put you on mute here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks for calling in. Have a good week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 727, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Rose, and I'm calling from Clearwater. And my
is that
question
Florida?
Is, yeah, in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And it's chilly. It's chilly right now as well.
Ah.
Yeah, that makes a change. I would like to know, oh, thanks for taking my call also.
You're
I would
welcome.
Like to know. When do you see me getting a house? I do see a fixer-upper that I like, but I wonder if you have any feelings around that or when that might happen.
Okay. I see a picture of you finding that perfect house later in the year, like around September or October, and it looks like there's some kind of a temporary house that you're either renting or living in until then, and there's a feeling where you want to get that house now, but your energy is changing and your vibration is changing, so it's like if you wait a little longer, you're going to end up getting an altogether better house than what you're initially wanting. So there's a feeling of like delays happening around you getting a house. The reason why that's happening is because you're supposed to get the right one, the perfect fit, and it's supposed to be one that's matching to these new higher standards, and it looks like energetically that at an energy level you haven't finished raising your standards to the full capacity yet, so if you get it too soon, you're going to end up settling or being dissatisfied. So I just see, again, September, October, and it just looks like a really sunny, spacious, perfect house, and there's a feeling of satisfaction where you kind of want to redo it, but it doesn't really need much work. It's almost perfect just the way it is. You're just putting some like creative touches and flares, and I just see something about maybe a temporary living situation for about 7-8 months, but that looks like it's satisfactory or comfortable. And when you finally get that house, again, you're frustrated with having to wait, but it's gonna be kind of better than what you planned for, better than what you expected. So that's what I see there.
Okay, can I ask you, is it one story or two stories?
I see it's a large one-story house where it just looks very, very spacious, but it's only one story.
Okay, thank you. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
And
you're
Rose,
welcome.
Are you a first-time listener?
Yes, I'm not new to Blog Talk, though, but I think a first-time listener
to the show,
yours.
Yeah. Well, welcome, and we hope you come back. Would you like to hear the rest of the show, put you on mute?
Well, I actually have it on my computer. I just turned the sound down.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you can listen straight from the computer.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. Right. Well, thank you for calling, and I'll hang you up here. If you guys can listen on the computer, only if you can. It will free up the switchboard a little bit, but we don't want to lose you if you don't have that option, so we can put you on mute. So, anyway, let's go to Stephen in the chat room, and I believe Stephen said whatever comes up. Stephen's from Toronto, and you know Stephen.
Okay, Stephen, what I see is that your thought processes need healing, because actually I see a picture of new abundance and opportunities coming to you, and I see them like these red balloons, but that there's some patterns in the thoughts that are causing you to kind of, like, you're holding these balloons with your left hand, and I see, like, blue and red balloons and these kind of, like, light, lovely new opportunities. And then with your right hand, I see that these, like, razor blades. And it's like you've got these new opportunities or this new abundance, but you don't quite trust it yet, or there's a feeling like you can't fully see it in front of your eyes, so you don't fully trust it. And it just looks like some negative thought patterns that you're trapped in are causing you, like, unconsciously to kind of reach up and pop some of these balloons. And it's like your angels are alerting you to this and saying, like, hey, it's really important to, like, allow these to float or allow these to fly. And I see it's like, yeah, it's like your angels and spirit guides are doing some kind of an intervention to get you to kind of have some reflection and do a little bit of healing work on the inner workings of your mind and your thought processes, so that way you don't damage these opportunities before you're able to have them. And it looks like what happens are some of them that you accidentally damaged or popped, they're going to come back. They're going to grow back, but it takes a long time for them to grow back or cycle back. So, you know, if you accidentally, I don't want to say self-sabotage, but destruct an opportunity, it's not over for good. It means it'll come back, but it just takes time to, like, regrow and come back. So it just looks like, again, there's some healing work that needs to be done on the thought processes, and it is important that you do that, so that way you can fully enjoy these opportunities sooner rather than having some of these balloons pop and having to wait a cycle or a season for them to remanifest. So that's what I see there. And it just looks like a lot of self-love and self-forgiveness and just being patient and being really honest with yourself about your thought processes are going to ease this process along. So that's what I see there.
Okay, so let Stephen weigh in if he feels like it. And thank you for doing a reading on Stephen in the chat room. And next we have, back to the switchboard, 515, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Iowa.
From Iowa, okay. And you have a question, or do you want to see just what comes?
I have a question. I was hoping you can give me some insight on a relationship is with, I guess, a friend of mine. Sometimes I feel that people are here to teach you. But I'm not sure what the purpose.
Okay, do you want to give me their name and the name and date of birth, or, like, you know, first name, date of birth, and I'll take a look at that friendship dynamic and what is it there to teach you.
Chris, 524-67.
Okay, so looking at the friendship between you and Chris, I just see a picture that comes up of patience. I also see boundaries, a word, self-defense mechanism. And there's also this kind of a banner that looks like it's made from these, like, kind of like self-harming weapons. And it says something about hurt people, hurt other people. And it's something about being, I guess, patient and understanding.
Did we lose you, Sava? Oh, there we go. Hello, Sava? Let me see if the call got dropped. Hold on, let me see here.
Hello?
Oh, there you are.
Hello?
Yeah, you blanked out for a while. I thought maybe the call got dropped.
Oh, my phone blanked out?
Yeah. Am I the only one? Did you hear it also,
odd.
Jennifer?
No, I heard. I did hear that.
The same thing I did. Because I tell you, you never know with my phone. I should double check to make sure it's even happening. It's a crazy phone. We won't go into that. But maybe you could just repeat the last little bit.
It's like ultimately he's kind of afraid to really let love in, so he keeps you at a boundary or keeps you at bay. But it's important to know that he really does love you. He just has a very kind of surreptitious or twisted way of showing it. And it's like he gives you, like, love and gives you friendship in the best way that he can, but he just does have a lot of emotional damage. So sometimes when he's trying to give you that emotional gift of friendship, it comes across as being, you know, mangled or twisted or difficult to kind of receive or swallow. So it's just teaching you patience and kind of acceptance of maybe loving someone who has a lot of damage or self-defense mechanisms, but he really does love and care for you a lot. So that's what I see there.
So is it the purpose? Is it supposed to be like a romantic relationship?
It can be, but it looks like there's lighter romantic partners out there for you. It's like you can have a relationship with him, but it is going to be, it can be a challenge for you because something about, he's got a lot of roller coasters. He can really throw you for a loop sometimes. And if you're okay with that, then I see romance can proceed forth, but it just looks like there's other easier, lighter choices and options out there for you. And it looks like in the near future, you're going to come to a point where you've got to choose between this person that you feel that soul tie or that soul connection with and someone who might not have as strong of a charge with, that'll be easier to have a relationship with. And that's what I see there.
Okay, great.
All right,
thank
Jennifer,
you.
Do you want me to put you back on mute?
Yes, please.
Okay, thanks so much for calling and have a wonderful rest of the week. Let me find your call here. Where is she? There she is. Okay. All right. Well, we will take a break, everyone, to give Salva a chance to decompress, but we'll be a few more minutes to get more halfway. Are you all right for now, Salva?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, okay. Let's go now to, let's see if they're still up here on the board. These get put down, and then what happens is sometimes the weight gets to be too much, so they might hang up. And I don't see this next one is here anymore. So hold on. Let's go to here. This person is here. 630, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jenna. I'm calling from Chicago.
Oh, your backyard, Salva.
Excellent.
Do you have a question, Jenna, or did you want to just see what comes?
I guess just what comes, maybe in the area of love.
That's been a big,
okay.
I'll tell you, right before 2016, and then in 2016, it is the major topic. It doesn't matter who I have on the show. It is like more than normal. I mean, it's like, this must be the year of love or something, 2016, because it's just coming up constantly. Anyway, so go ahead, guys.
Okay. So what I see is a picture of you with a blindfold, and you're feeling very spun around, and there's that feeling like you are playing that game, like pin the tail on the donkey, like you're feeling very spun around and confused, and there's like these kind of blind steps in the dark that you're making, trying to kind of get a good fit in your love life, but there's a feeling, again, of being kind of blindfolded and feeling like spun around, not really knowing what your direction is or having equilibrium or having a balance in this. And it looks like you're kind of blindly searching around, trying to connect for someone who's going to see all of these amazing, lovely qualities inside yourself. But what's needed is for you to really recognize those qualities first. And it just looks like what helps you to kind of gain equilibrium and gain direction is just developing a stronger, better relationship with yourself, which is something that I wouldn't say that you're reluctant to do it, but it just looks like you're so used to reaching out to others for emotional support or validation. So it just looks like the better you're able to connect with yourself and support yourself, the more it kind of causes you to grow and reach a new level where it's going to be easier to connect with future partners in a more above board fashion. Because right now, again, with the vibration that you're at, there's like a feeling of being very spun around and confused, kind of taking these steps out in the dark, wanting to make a connection. So it's just like the more you deepen your relationship with yourself, it'll take you a whole new level in who it is you'll be meeting and dating, and it'll just be easier to find these prospective romantic partners. So that's what I see there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, great
You're
reading.
Welcome.
Yeah, Jenna, do you want to go back on hold to hear the rest of the show?
Yes, please.
Okay. Good choice. The reason, and have a great week, as I'm putting you here on mute. The reason is to listen to all the show, even beyond your own reading, even if you don't get a reading, is because so much stuff that comes through for other people, you go, oh my gosh, I just got the answer to something that's been bugging me, or now I know the answer to this or that, or I totally relate to this or that. It's amazing how much other people's readings are similar to what we're going through, because I do believe that any given night, just as we see, you know, certain states are more represented one night, and then a whole, you know, another day, there's another set of states that there's a lot coming from certain states, for example. But it's also people that have similar issues. Wouldn't you say, Sava, that sometimes, you know, we see certain themes going on? So it's quite helpful to be able to get the whole show if you can. And afterwards, download it, because you will hear things that you didn't think you heard before, you missed, and especially with your own readings. So definitely go in and download. Give it a while. I don't know how many minutes it'll take, but you could always jot it down and go in the next day and download. And that way you have a copy of the radio program. So that's my spiel on that. But, you know, I think there's a lot. I want to make sure when I do this that, you know, people get the most out of their readings, that they get the most out of the show that they can. And usually a download is a really good thing to do, because then you can listen over and over if you feel like doing that. Okay. So from Jenna, we're going to go over to area code 480, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Mike. You're Southern California, right, Mike?
Central.
Central, okay. Sort of like Monterey and all that area down there.
No, actually, like between Ventura and Santa Barbara.
Oh, more towards Santa Barbara. Is that considered Central still? Wow. Okay.
I've been on the show before,
right? You've called me before, right, Mike?
Yep.
Yeah, because you sound familiar. So, sorry, I don't remember where in California. I'm a California person too, but I'm up in the northern part. So, it's always exciting when we get somebody from here.
I'm actually in Ojai, so it's a cool little.
It's a beautiful area. Great for metaphysics, I hear.
Yes.
It's got a big,
it's amazing energy
there. Yeah. I haven't visited. I'll have to come down there. Okay, Mike. So you have a question for Sava, or do you want to just see what comes through?
You know, I've got a question, but I'm also curious about what comes through.
or you got a question, and then you can see what comes through. You get both of them.
Sure, absolutely. So we'll just kind of play it that way. When I moved here, I met a friend, and she and I hung out a lot. And there seemed to be some mixed messages and so forth. And, you know, I kind of fell for a little bit. And then she started, you know, hanging out with her ex-boyfriend from back in Orange County. And I was just like, you know, I'm going to bounce. And, you know, that type of thing. And I just kind of was curious if she's going to circle back around, or it's just, it is what it is.
Okay, can I have her first name and her date of birth?
Lisa, and I believe it's June 14th.
Okay, June 14th. So
that's still Gemini, right?
Yeah, so I see a picture of her still really courted to her ex-boyfriend, and it just looks like she has this choice or this option of having a relationship with you. And I just see the energy dynamic between her and her ex-boyfriend, even though they had a really close, amazing bond. It's just kind of a toxic relationship for her to be in. So it's like she's got that choice between a healthier relationship with you and staying in these like same old patterns with her ex-boyfriend. And it's like she already has this bond with him. So it's like she almost doesn't trust that she'll be able to develop that same kind of a bond with you. So it's like she doesn't really fully believe that she'll be able to have that bond with another person. And it's like the truth is, yes, they have a special karmic bond, but she also has the capacity to have that with you. And it's almost like it hasn't developed or it hasn't blossomed yet. So it's like this fear that if she cuts her ex-boyfriend loose, that she's never going to feel that same bond or that feeling or that love again. And that's what keeps her circling back to him. And it just looks like there is an opportunity for her to come back, but she's not quite cutting herself off from him, or she's still kind of undecided. And it looks like your truth in the situation is to know that you have these options for relationships in your future. And it's like a picture of you in a baseball park. And it's like the kind of universe and angels are pitching you these like balls, you know, like these softballs or baseballs. And they're kind of wanting to set things up so that you can knock this opportunity out of the park or have like a home run. So it just looks like if things fall through with this woman, that the universe is going to send you another equally viable relationship in the near future. So just realize that you actually have a really good love karma. And so if this one falls through, you've got another one coming for you. So that's what I see there.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Good to always have good love karma.
Yeah, that's always good.
It is. An asset. Not everybody has that.
Fantastic.
Well, good luck, Mike. And do you want me to go ahead and put you on mute, or do you want to listen through the computer?
I'll listen through the computer. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And have a great week.
Absolutely. You both as well.
Okay, good. Take care. Okay. Yeah, it's about halfway. You want a break right now?
Sure, that's fine.
You're doing fine? No break yet?
I don't know. We can postpone it.
Okay. All right. We're doing good on readings. So I think us being off for a couple of weeks and also the time being different, we kind of threw everybody off. I mean, we still have a fair amount of people, but it's manageable. So, anyway, let's see here. Okay. Area code 971, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Kay and I'm calling in from New York.
Did you say Kate?
Kay, yeah, K-A-Y.
Kay, all right, Kay. Do you have a question for Sava, Kay, or do you just want to see what comes through?
Yes, I have a question, please. It's regarding relationships, and there was someone who I was really interested in a few months ago, and then communication obviously stops. I guess I was a little bit upset over some things, and they're now moving next week, and I'm trying to make amends of it and just be like, okay, so I saw them yesterday at this event and I asked, you know, I sent a message and I was like, oh, you know, would you consider just meeting up for tea or something? So I haven't heard from him.
Okay, so you want to see the energy between you and a male friend who you connected with in the past and you found out that he's moving out of town?
Yeah, I just want to, you know, just like, have it at, you know, like a really good place, so that way, I mean, like, I wish them the best and everything, and I'm not expecting anything more. I was kind of a, you know, not so nice over the last couple of times, you know, he would come and say hi to me or something like that, but.
Okay, yeah, let me get his first name and date of birth, and I'll take a look at this energy for you. So what is his first name and his date of birth?
His first name starts with a Y. And his birth is, I believe it's December 23rd.
So what I see is, like, he's got this energy about him. I feel a lot of ego. And I just see him in this kind of a tux that looks kind of messy. Like this messy tux. Like, he's been out on the town to some kind of, like, fancy parties. And it just looks like he's kind of in love with himself and his image, and I just see him kind of reflecting this mirror back and checking this out. So it's like he's been on kind of a bit of a high, or like this flirtation with himself and his own image. And that's just kind of like a temporary rush or a temporary high for him, but it's kind of distracted him from giving you a more serious attention or energy, which has been kind of disappointing for you, and it's been kind of an insult and an injury. And it just looks like this has come to disrupt the union, because it was supposed to be short-term, tying up some karmic loose ends. And I see somebody much more stable coming in from you, and they're coming in, and they look like they're coming from this other direction that you normally wouldn't be looking to. So maybe this new man from a different social group or social scene, but he just has a very different energy than this man that you're inquiring about. So I see someone new is coming in for you to kind of, I don't want to say to kind of pick up the pieces, but I see this man kind of boosting you up, kind of cheering you up, taking you to higher vibration, higher frequency. And it just looks like this guy who's in the process of moving is just a little bit, you know, self-absorbed and self-involved. And it just looks like it wasn't what it took for a long-term connection, and you have someone else that is much more stable and valuable that's going to be coming into your future that's going to help you to get to a new vibration in your love space. So don't sweat the loss of this other guy too much. That's what I see there.
Okay, but you don't think that this person's going to even respond out of politeness?
It just looks like he's really self-involved, so it just looks like if it appeals to him or looks convenient, he will, but if he has to go too far out of his way, I don't see him really putting the effort.
Good to know. I just don't understand why, you know, he would try to get my attention every single time. I mean, like, it was obvious I was not happy every time I would see him, so I guess he had the as you say, the guts to do that.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, Kay. Well, good luck. Should I put you on hold or just let you listen to the computer?
I'm listening to the computer. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Have a great week. Bye. Okay. 856, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Laura, and I'm in New Jersey. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Laura. Okay, one of my regulars here. Do you have a question or just want to see what comes?
I have a question.
Okay.
I've submitted a contract, a multi-year contract in North Carolina, and there's another contract that is 1 year with a possibility of getting extended beyond the year, and that's working remotely. So I could buy my home here in New Jersey, or I could end up moving to North Carolina and getting a home there. And I was wondering if you see me buying my home in either location.
Okay, so is there about, when did you sign this other contract? Was it during Mercury retrograde? Because I see something about a contract up for renegotiation. But I see something about you and your spirit gravitating toward North Carolina. It just looks like your spirit just has much of a higher resonance with North Carolina, and I just see it kind of swooping down there. And it just looks like you have your choice. And it looks like if you make a spirit-based choice, you're going to end up in North Carolina. But if you make one based on intellectual thought processes, you may opt to stay with New Jersey. But it just looks like where you're going to be happiest is North Carolina.
Okay, so I drove out there this past weekend, and I really liked Charlotte, and the nature and everything out there in the water. There's a lot of lakes out there, and it resonated with me, and it just felt really positive to me. And for some reason, I've always wanted to move to North Carolina, but I didn't know why, and I thought I should drive out there and see what it was like before, you know, I actually went ahead with an interview with them, which I haven't done yet. So I submitted the resume early this morning from the hotel and with the recruiter. So I was just wondering. Yes, you're right. My intellect tells me to stay here, and it would be easier because it's what I know, you know, the location and everything. But I really did like Charlotte. I thought that was a really nice place.
Yeah, I think you're ultimately going to be happier in North Carolina. So, you know, it just looks like your spirit just naturally gravitates towards where you're going to be happier, and I do see that's where you buy your home. It looks like if you do opt to stay in New Jersey, you won't be able to commit to buying a home there because your spirit will just know that it's wrong.
Okay. Well, so do you have an idea when I'd be able to purchase that home if I moved to North Carolina?
It looks like there's one opportunity in the spring, but it might feel too rushed. And then if you choose not to take that opportunity, you'll get another one in the fall.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Good. All right, Laura, good luck on everything.
Thank you. Bye.
Do you want to go on mute or listen through the computer?
I'm going to listen to the computer.
Sounds good. All right. Don't forget to download. All right. Have a great week. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. How about a break now?
Sure.
Okay. All right. So we're going to play some Alea Dow for your listening pleasure. And the first one's Come Back. Then the next little excerpt is Angel Healing. And then Athena and Alea Dow. Don't know which albums these are off. They're just snippets that I was given. So what you have to do is go over to Google her and find out all the different CDs that she has. But these give you a hint of how great her music is. And Alea is spelled A-L-E-Y-A, and Dow is D-A-O, Alea Dow. Okay, so let's start with Come Back, and we'll see you back in a few. I'm your host, Alejandra, and our guest tonight is Sava Wolf, who's doing clairvoyant readings. And the call-in number, we still have over a little over half an hour, so and we could take a few more probably. So the number is 347-945-6930. Again, 347-945-6930. 945-6930, and we also taking requests from the chat room as well for readings. Okay, so the next one on here looks like a familiar number. Is this Ellen from New York?
Yes, it is. Hello. How are you? And happy
hello.
New Year.
Hello. How are you doing?
Just fine, thank you. And hello, Sava.
Hello.
Do you have a question, Ellen, or just want to see what comes up tonight?
Whatever comes up.
Okay.
Okay, Ellen. So this is what I see. I see a picture of a past life come up, and this is the past life. I see where you were a man, and you worked as a fur trapper, and it looks like there's pictures in your space about making a lot of money, almost like if you're making a lot of money that there's some evil or selling out that's associated with it, and it's like this past life that you had where you worked as a fur trapper. It really was traumatic for you. It's almost like a part of you had to die so that you could carry on this work, because I see at a spirit level you have this high resonance with animals, and it just looks like there's opportunities coming up for you to earn a better income, but there's some self-limiting pictures about like guilt and earning an income, and it just looks like your truth in this life that you can earn a really good income without having to do something that you feel guilty for or that you feel ashamed of. So it just looks like clearing some limiting belief patterns about making a high salary and earning income is next up on your pattern. That's what I see there.
Oh, that's interesting. Any ideas as to how I actually work on that and clean that up so I can move on?
It just looks like I see some pictures of maybe even if you could connect with a hypnotherapist and even go to some past life regression or journeying and just release some of that, guilt or karma, or that's something that, I can do in a meeting also. But I would say some kind of either past life regression for you or getting some kind of a past life or karmic reading in order to clear it. It'll help to kind of move that stuck energy out and for you to kind of get some new healthier pictures about what income, success, and abundance are.
Wonderful. Thank you. Sounds wonderful.
Good, Ellen.
You're welcome.
All right. I have to ask you real quick, did you enjoy the MP3s?
Oh, yes. I'll be frank with you. I had to replay them a couple of times because I fell asleep the first few times.
People
do,
No, that's typical. One person used to use it for insomnia. So I figured, what it is it takes people in and relaxes them. And so if you're tired, you'll go into a sleep or you'll go. Some of the times it's sort of a trance sleep, too, that people go into. But that's very typical. So ask Sava how many times she's fallen asleep over my MP3s.
almost all the time. I always aim to stay awake, and it just really helps to, move energy out. And it can be intense, but it always helps me to feel better when I'm awake, so I keep doing it.
I'm glad I said that. Now I feel better. Thank you.
No, that first one that you got, that I had a client that used it for insomnia, and she had a real trouble with it, and she didn't even get 5 minutes into that thing, and it would put her asleep. So, and they used to be tapes, so they'd wear them out, and they'd buy new ones. Because they'd wear it out so bad they'd have to buy new. I had one gal that was constantly ordering new tubs because she had a lot of physical stuff. But so yeah, no, the people fall asleep sometimes, and it's all good, and it doesn't offend me at all because I know it's what they need. So, but I normally wouldn't do this on the air, but I haven't had a chance to talk to you, so I just want to see how it went for you. So you have a wonderful week, Ellen. Okay.
You too. Thank you so much.
Yeah, do you want me to put you on back on mute?
No, it's okay. I'll hang up.
Okay, so I'll hang you up then. All right. Have a good one. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I know by starting later, it's getting really late on the East Coast. So people are hanging in there. We've had a few drop due to the time, though, I think. Let's go to area code 570, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Marty in Pennsylvania.
Marty?
Yes.
I'm sorry, am I not speaking clearly? It is getting late.
Well, you know what? It's usually the first name, and I think it's just the phone, and sometimes it just doesn't come through. But it's not the way you were speaking. You sound very clear. So, do you have a question for Sava, or just see what comes?
Well, I'm interested in the same things most people are: love, finances, you know, true life calling.
Okay, pick one.
So whatever comes through most pressingly.
Whatever
so.
Comes through. Okay, that sounds good. All righty.
Okay. So actually, what I see coming through for you in regards love and money, and there's like this picture in your space, like that you can have one or the other, or that if you want both, that it's going to be this very difficult juggling act. And it looks like the truth is that you can have both without buying into that difficult juggling act picture. It's almost like there's some limiting pictures of belief patterns that says like, yeah, you can have it all, but if you have it all, it's going to be a struggle and you're going to be kind of stretched thin and you're going to have to work really, really hard to maintain it. And there's kind of a fear of inadequacy or failure, or like when you're juggling, you know, there's always that fear that you're going to just drop everything or things are going to come crashing down. So it looks like there's some healing that needs to be done around those issues, because again, your truth is that you can have both love and money, and you have that open abundance and open karma to that, but these pictures cause you to fear having them both at once, just feeling like it's not feasible to have it all. But the truth is, it is feasible for you to have it all. Those fears and belief patterns just need to be cleared, and it looks like what's caused that for you in this lifetime is sometimes you've had more love and sometimes you've had more money, but almost a feeling like it hasn't happened simultaneously, and it's not a one or the other thing. It's not a rule. So it looks like you can clear that rule or belief from your space, and knowing that you can have it both, and it can be, you know, soft and easy, like having two scarves in your hand, and it doesn't have to be stressful and difficult, like juggling a bunch of balls up in the air. So that's what I see there.
So anything as far as this, like, actually manifesting while I'm still above ground?
Okay, let's look at the manifestation. Are you looking like manifestation of a relationship?
I've been waiting a long time for the right partner after so many disastrous ones. I made a deal with God a long time ago. The right one's there. He's going to have to drop him in my lap, and I'm not settling until I find him. So.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, I do see that you've got these kind of boundaries around yourself. I see this picture of that card, the Nine of Wands. So there's a feeling of, like, having these, like, high boundaries around yourself, or feeling, like, a little defensive or paranoid. And it looks like those boundaries are actually blocking you from kind of seeing valid opportunities for love that are kind of like stepping stone relationships. And it just looks like clearing the fear and being more proactive will assist you with being on that path to love, because where you're at right now is I see a lot of defensive boundaries around you, and you kind of want true love to come to you and like slap you in the face. And it just looks like there's some like stepping stone dates or relationships that are going to guide you along this path to true love. So ultimately, you know, nothing scary is going to happen, but there may be some stepping stone relationships or connections. But I see there's some more work that needs to be done on your part before you're able to have that relationship of your dreams. But it's there waiting for you. If you get to it in this lifetime or not depends on if you do the work first. So that's what I see there.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, Marty. Would you like to go on hold or hang you up so you can listen to this through the computer?
Yeah, listen on the computer. Thank you, dear.
Sounds good.
You're welcome.
You take care and good luck on everything. Have a wonderful week.
Oh, well, you too, dear. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay, so we have 1, 2, 3, 5 more waiting. We might be able to take a couple more after that. We'll just have to see. And let's see, let's find this next one. 708, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. Hi, this is Nicole. I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Nicole. Nice to hear from you again. And do you have a question or you just want to see what comes?
Well, I do have a question. I'm starting a new job tomorrow, and I was just wondering,
good,
what is she picking up? Okay, so what I've seen is the first couple weeks at this new job might have some roller coaster energy or some ups and downs, or there might be some old energy from the past cycling back that kind of comes up to be dealt with, and it has more to do with kind of marking your territory or owning your space, having seniority and power in a new environment and not allowing yourself to be pushed around. So it just looks like there's some kind of uncomfortable adjustment period for a couple weeks, and then I just see something like clear waters or smooth sailing where you're just kind of relaxing and getting comfortable with this new opportunity. So again, it just looks like those first couple of weeks might be a little choppy or rocky, but around the new moon in February, I just see you're like sailing in calm blue waters and you're comfortably settling into this new position. That's what I see there.
Okay, do you see my finances being balanced?
Okay, what I see, it's funny, for the next couple of weeks I see some money coming in coins, and there's a feeling like it's like a drop in the bucket, but then in about 3-4 weeks I just see this kind of rain of coins where it just looks like these kind of a barrage of small financial opportunities, and it comes and it kind of fills your bucket. So again, it looks like there's some sustenance that comes the next 2 weeks, which, you know, it's feeling like, hey, it's a drop in the bucket. And again, in about 3-4 weeks, I just see a lot more coins coming in, and there's a feeling of like filling your bucket or like that the coffers are full. So that's what I see there.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Sounds good.
You're welcome.
Well, shall I put you back on hold, Nicole?
Yes.
Okay. And let's see where she is. There she is. And I have been so remiss tonight. I want to wish everyone happy Martin Luther King Day. And I don't know how I missed it. I think I'm a little rusty. Haven't been off the air for a couple weeks. And I was thinking about it earlier, and I did want to say that first off. And just we got into some other things. But better late than never. For me, he's a hero of mine. I absolutely just love Martin Luther King and what he did in his mission here. He had cut short, of course, but what an impact, you know. And so I'm so glad that we have this holiday to honor him. And again, please excuse me not mentioning up first at the beginning of the show, but I hope everyone has had a wonderful Martin Luther King Day today. Okay, let's go to area code 510. You're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Deborah, and I'm calling from Oakland, California.
Oakland. I'm going there in a couple of weeks to do a little bit of teaching. So you have a
cool
question? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's an ongoing every 2 month class we do a day up in Oakland there. Oh. So you have a question then for Sava.
Yes. Well, I was looking to see if you saw anything regarding my love life in this upcoming year.
Okay, so do you want me to look at your love life in general, or you and a specific person?
Just in general.
Okay. I see a picture of you raising your vibration and your frequency within the next 3-4 months, and once that happens, I just see you attracting a new style of romantic partner. It just looks like from where you're at right now, you've been getting the same kind of person over and over, and it hasn't been validating or feeding who you are as a woman. And so I just see kind of maybe a dry spell for the first few months of the year, and then around April, it looks like kind of a turning point. And I just see this picture where your frequency and your vibration is really raising, and you've reached this new platform, and I just see these new romantic partners are able to see you from this new vibration and this new platform, and I just see you making some kind of fresh, healthy new romantic connections before you settle on one long-term relationship, and that's what I see there.
Okay.
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 Hi, Deborah, is this your first time to the program?
Yes, this is.
Yeah, well, welcome. I'm California, too, so I always get excited when people from California call in, especially Northern California, usually Southern. So So welcome. I hope you come back. And do you want me to go ahead and put you on hold to hear the rest of the show?
Yes.
Okay, great. Have a wonderful week, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, Deborah. Okay. Let's see here. Area code 252, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Keisha, calling from North Carolina.
Keisha from North Carolina, hi again. So, you have a question for Sava?
Can I just have her general, whatever she picks up, any messages?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so Keisha, this is what I see for you is you're running kind of a powerful, almost like a masculine energy of strength and perseverance and determination. And I see with this axe, like you're in this big forest of redwoods that have been blocking you from really seeing your future or from seeing a clear path. And there's this feeling like you've had a lot of blockages in your space, but you're powering through with this axe. And it looks like this silver axe. And as you're powering through with this axe, you're forging your own path. You're being really aggressive about clearing the blockages. And it looks like after a certain amount of time, maybe like 6-7 weeks, I see you really clearing through this dense woods or these dense blockages. And you're able to see a clearing where it's like things are clear for you and really, really open. And once you get to that space, then again, you've got to create your own path. And when you get to the space, there's going to be a feeling like, okay, I've finally come to this clearing and all my karma's cleared up and all these blockages are cleared up. So now I'm in the clear. I can just kind of like relax, but you're needing to then at that point make a path or designate a path for you to move forward. And there's a feeling like when you get to this new space of being free and clear, you want the universe to kind of show you a path, which is kind of passive, and they're saying for you to be assertive and aggressive and create your own path. So that's what I see there.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, I know.
You're welcome.
Okay, Keisha, so do you want me to put you on mute so you can hear the last little bit of the show, or you want to have me hang you up so you can
You can keep on mute. Yeah, I'm on the phone.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, because it does help listening, don't you think, to other people's readings? Because it's sort of like we get...
Yeah, sometimes like, I get an answer to my other questions through other people, psychic readings. It's kind of funny how it all works, but yeah, you get
it's
a lot of good
lovely,
information.
Isn't it? I mean, you know, we have to say we are all one, aren't we? I mean, it's just
we're
all so
at the end of the day, we're all the same.
Also interconnected, and I think it's a wonderful thing that you can listen to five other readings and find things for your own life. You know, it's like, wow.
Right.
It still amazes me. All right, sweetie. Well, good to hear from you again, and I'll put you on mute to hear the rest. And don't forget to download. All right.
Well,
take care.
Well. You too.
Thanks. Okay, here we go. 480, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Hello, 480?
Hello.
I know.
Hello.
Probably, where are you calling from, actually? Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Yes, so it is. I had a feeling it was late there. In fact, we're running later than normal tonight. What is your name?
My name is Sarah.
We just
Sarah.
Need a first name. What's that?
Sarah.
Sarah, okay. Supposed to be your first time here. Do you have a question for our reader, or do you want to just see what comes?
No, I do have a question, actually.
You do? Okay.
Yeah,
go
I have
ahead.
A question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what is the question?
Yes.
Okay, so what is your question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I have a question about real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I have a rental property that has been up for sale since the middle of March last year. But I recently just got a new realtor. And the thing is, I wasn't even looking for a realtor. Something just popped in the mail all of a sudden. And the other contract, I didn't renew it. It was kind of waiting. And then he's like, here's what I can do for you. And the same property being in the market. So I'm like, what do I have to lose? Why don't I meet with these realtors? I met with him, and he presented a very nice plan. I decided to list my rental property with them. So I just wanted to see, you know, what you're picking up for me.
Okay, so it looks like this new realtor will sell this very quickly, but what will surprise you is that you're needing to cut cords with this property because there's a part of you that doesn't want to let it go. So it looks like this realtor has this capacity to, again, sell it quickly, almost like it's a quote-unquote hot cake, but what's needed for you is to cut cords and disengage from the property and just be willing to release it and let it go. And it looks like before it wasn't selling because there was a part of you that wasn't ready to let it go.
Well, actually, I've had this property for many years, and I moved out. I got a better property. That's why I'm renting it. And I've been ready for a long time. But you see, the thing is,
because I just see these energy cords from you to the property. So energetically, it looks like you were not ready to let it go until this moment.
The other realtor, she really wasn't doing much as far as advertising. The only thing she kept me doing, telling me every 2 weeks is drop the price, to the point where I said, you know what, I can't give this away. You know what I'm saying? But there was no business plan, there was no nothing.
I get it. So this upcoming realtor that you just have is going to be able to sell it quickly. All right, thank you.
Sounds good. What time frame were you picking up for the sale?
I can't understand what you're saying. Can you repeat that?
Like by when do you
want to
sell
about time frame.
See around the end of March.
And do you feel that I'll be getting like my asking price or close?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I feel
right,
like I said, I have
good.
A little
luck there.
Thank
and
you.
Sounds great. Okay, Sarah, we got to get to some more here before we're going to walk the air in just a little bit. But thank you for calling. I'll put you back on mute then. Have a wonderful week. Okay, so here we go. The last one on the switchboard. Oops, okay, something moved. Hold on. Sorry about that. Okay. 347, you're on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sinica. I'm calling from New York. Hi, Alejandra. Hi, Sava.
Hello.
Hi. Sorry, I missed your first name and your. I missed both of them. Can you say it again?
Oh, yeah, it's Tanika.
Tanika. Okay, hi.
Yeah.
And again,
hi.
Where were you from, Tanika?
New York.
I'm sorry, where?
New York.
New York. Okay. It's here for New York. We were just talking about that earlier today, how great it was and we wanted to go back. The person I was having dinner with, we love it. Anyway, so you have a question for... Sava, or just want to see what happens?
I have a question for Sava. Sava, I just wanted to know what you see from me coming up as far as career and love. I have some decisions to make, and I'm going through, or I just went through a bit, and I still don't know what direction to go in, and also I'm just curious about love, too. So I just wanted to see what you see for me.
Okay, I just see in the big picture, it says, like, don't sweat it, and I just see that the universe is actually giving you a big positive boost where it looks like you're on this kind of a rainbow trampoline and you're jumping and bouncing up and down, and what is not supposed to be in your life is going to bounce off the trampoline, and what's supposed to be in your life bounces onto the trampoline. So it just looks like what you need to do is just keep your vibration high and keep your momentum going, and it's almost like God and the universe are going to clear those off your path who don't belong and bounce those onto your path who belong with you. So, again, just don't sweat it, don't sweat the small stuff, and just keep bouncing, or keep your energy light and bouncy and keep pace. And as long as you do this, I just see that which is meant to stay in your life will be magnetically attracted to you, and that which is meant to go is just going to be bounced off of that trampoline. And something about you being at a new frequency only allows certain energies to be around you, and that's okay. So that's what I see there.
Okay, because, like, I'm trying to decide if I should go to school for CNA. Like, I have the chance to because I tested and I got into, I guess you could say, a school for that. But I've never pictured myself in the medical field as a CNA, and everyone says don't do that job. So I'm, like, wondering if I should do that or just don't, you know, like, stay where I'm at and
and try to go in a different direction.
It's a certified nurse assistant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I was in the nursing field and stuff, and I did do nurse's aid work. I know it is. I know why people say that, because it is tough work, but it can be very rewarding and stuff.
Yeah,
and if you're attracted
to it.
Yeah,
I see that you have a special energy as a healer. So for you, it's going to be rewarding work. So don't listen to what other people say as long as you enjoy it. I just see you have natural skills as a healer, so it looks like it'll be fine for you.
Okay. That's all right then. I won't be.
Need you. We need you out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'll try to make the best of it, and at least it'll be something, you know. It'll get me a taste of it, and then I'll see what it's like, finally, I guess. And
yeah, well, there's a lot of movements. You can go upwards, you know, from there, or go laterally. You know, there's a lot of options once you're in there, you know.
You can, like, move up as a nurse and test.
Oh, sure, LVN or RN, and...
Yeah.
And I did the RN thing back many years ago.
I know.
Back in the Stone Age.
And like my sister is one. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. We have time.
Like my sister is one, and I never pictured myself in the medical field, but I'm sort of like seeing like maybe it might be a good way for me to be able to like support myself. But I don't know if it's right for me to go in that direction or not, you know, just because it's a good way to support yourself. Doesn't mean it fits your personality. I don't want to be unhappy, but like,
Sava, you know, just more from a, not so much psychic as a, just more, you know, pragmatic or whatever. The great thing about the CNA and all that is you won't put a lot of time into it. So, I mean, it's not like you're going to waste 5 years of your time in school or not. I would not that you would waste time, but I'm just saying it's not a long program. So you could know then once you go in without spending so long in school, you know what I mean, before you figure it out if it's for you. You know what I mean? So it's something that's short enough time period that you'll know, okay, I dig it or I don't, you know?
Yeah.
So about 6 months or something like that?
Yeah, it would be from the 26th of this month till May. So that's, like, fine, you know?
Not a huge time sink, you know, if you don't like it, so.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you do. Call us up in the future. And
I will.
And you are in and how it's going and stuff. So, well, I'll go ahead and put you back on mute then for the last 5 minutes of the show.
Yes. That sounds
okay.
Good.
You night owl, you. Boy, it's really late in New York, isn't it?
Well, if
okay.
I hear Shazana, well.
Let's meet you there. Have a good week. Okay. There's no one left, so I guess I'll for once do it too. Do you want to read me? And I'll just let you do what you want, whatever you feel.
Oh, definitely. All right, so let's take a look at you, Ellen. Okay, so what I see happening around you is a merry-go-round of change, and it's like you're in the center, and right now you've got this energy like this centrifugal force, and you're experiencing this merry-go-round of change, and it can kind of make you feel like you've got vertigo or that you're losing your equilibrium, but you actually have a lot of power right now, and I just see you as a strong centrifugal force or gravitational force, and it looks like you really have your center amidst all this chaos. And I just see, oh, it's funny, I looked at this for you the other day, something about a whirlpool energy.
Yeah,
and,
or you saw that, it's funny, when you saw that right after that, the whirlpool hit.
Mm-hmm.
This is how good she is, guys. She saw it, like, within days of something major happening, which I can't share, but it was exactly what she saw. So, go ahead.
But you've got a lot of strength and magnetism right now, so even if there's some chaos and a lot of change around you and there's this whirlpool of change, you're really able to keep your center and your balance amidst all the change. And sometimes you will feel like you're kind of, you know, your head swimming or like you have vertigo, but ultimately it just looks like you stay really grounded during the changes, challenges, and new opportunities. Because some of them are, you know, just radical change. Some will be challenges and some will just be amazing new opportunities, and they're all mixed together, so it's really wild.
Oh man, this goes beyond the retro too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or just for the next 2 weeks, or is this going beyond the retrograde?
This is just maybe even for the next 6-7 months for you.
Oh, next 6-7 months. Oh, great. But, you know, I was wondering why. I got up the other day, and, you know, oddly enough, it was the day I got the big bad news, you know, about you know who. And I woke up, and I was practically running into walls. I said, whoa, I wasn't feeling sick or nauseous, but weirdly dizzy. Like I hadn't landed in my body back, you know, after the night or something like that. And I kept hitting. It was like all I could do to, you know, not stumble and fall. You know, it was just like, and I was like that for about half of a day. So I guess I was anticipating, or I was already getting thrown into the centrifuge, into the whirlpool, you know, before I actually got the news. I was actually experiencing the dizziness that you mentioned here. So I didn't tell you about the dizziness.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I actually had that as a physical reaction. So anyway, well, I'm glad to know I'm hanging in there. Anyway, in terms of the just real quick, in terms of the healing energy, you know, we are that situation, working on it. I got a triage team going of two plus me, and do you see that being really effective? We felt it was.
Oh, yeah, you know, I just I spoke to George earlier, and it looks like you guys made 18% difference.
18?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say? 18%.
Yeah.
We're going to do again on Thursday. Same thing, we'll see some more change there then, too?
Yeah, it looks like Thursday there's going to be a 12% increase in his health.
Okay, and in terms of the actual thing that we're working on, will there be shrinkage?
It just looks like, yeah, I do see it shrinking and drying up.
That's kind of what we were picking up. Yeah, shrinking and drying. Okay, well, wonderful. So just keep more doing that kind of thing. We should be able to, you know, get quite a lot done then. That's wonderful to hear. Thank you. I'll pass the info on. And thank you for the little reading. And thank you for being with us tonight. I can't believe that we actually got everybody without anyone not being read. And so, and thank you, everyone, for coming in a little later. We will go back to, you know, 6 o'clock Pacific time, you know, in the shows coming up. There may be times where we're not on due to a lot going on this end, but just look at the website to see if we're going to be on. You go on to Blog Talk and just look there. And also definitely check out Facebook, because all three sites of mine, Healing the Rainbow Rays, Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing, and also Accelerated Manifest, and they always will list the radio show. So however way you find us, and I would not check necessarily until actually Monday of the show, because sometimes I don't get it up till that morning. Then you'll know if we're going to be on. But there may be a little bit of hit and miss in here the next several weeks of not necessarily being on every single Monday until a lot of stuff is settled. So I just want you to know I'm not going away. It's just a lot's happening here that is demanding a lot of my attention. And so I have to sometimes maybe let the show go. But we're committed here, and it may not be that we end up missing any. We'll just have to see what happens, okay? So anyway, thank you all again for being here. I want to thank the chat room, and I want to thank the switchboard and all the people listening in, and those that will be listening in the future to the archive. So just want to, again, thank Sava. Thank you so much, Sava. Great job, as usual.
You are welcome. It's been a pleasure being on.
Well, we just love having you on. And so, anyway, I just want to wish everyone a wonderful Martin Luther King Day, what's left of it. And also have a wonderful, wonderful week. Namaste.
Bye.
Bye.
You have been listening to Healing with the Rainbow Rays with your host, Alejandra. We appreciate you as a listener and invite you to return to future shows on Monday evenings at 9 p.m. through 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Alejandra can be contacted by email at alejandra7777@yahoo.com. She also has three fan sites on Facebook: Healing with the Rainbow Rays, Accelerated Manifesting, and Rainbow Dolphin Pod Healing. Alejandra can be followed on Twitter at Alejandra7777. For information about her private sessions, ongoing classes, webinars, and speaking engagements, please visit her website at www.colorhealing.com. Namaste.